Three, two, one.
Wait. All right.
Three, two, one. What's going on, guys? And welcome back to another episode of Pool Boys. Pool Boys episode 35. We're back. How are you doing, Mel?
I'm doing pretty fine and dandy. Nothing to complain about.
Yeah. No arguments. Nothing to complain about.
Nothing. Never anything. Always chipper and cheer.
Yeah. I guess we're back. It's official. We're back, you know.
Back in the swing of things again.
It's good to be. It's good to get to normal stuff. Yes. I don't know.
It's good to be back in the rhythm. Like, now, I wouldn't say two is in the rhythm yet. We're in a pattern. We're not a pattern yet.
No. We're more like a vibrator, like control your own vibrator pattern. You know, sometimes we're up and then
gotcha.
Down.
Yeah. And sometimes like we just go down, but then like when we really go up, like
people can't control the explosion we have.
The faces we make people make is just wild.
I saw that video on a bus. I was not happy.
Now that's a real thing too.
Yeah,
you could buy it.
Yeah. Now I was gonna make a joke about your Instagram, but I completely messed it up. I was gonna have a shitty intro, but I can't have a shitty intro.
Never. You're always 100% every time.
Yeah. So I was going to like put no effort, just how you put no effort in your Instagram post.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to lie. You made me so fucking pissed off when you just put an ass mullet down.
I know. I knew once I put that down, you'd get madder.
There was a second. There was a part of my mind. I was about to text you. Podcast canceled. It happened. It almost happened.
Trolling is a lifestyle.
It was not trolling. I think you're just that stupid. No offense.
No. I knew it would get you mad. I got 3 listeners for our podcast. I'm here. I'm ready.
I got 161 impressions.
Let's go.
I don't know if any link.
Virtual list. Oh, my God. I can't believe that just almost happened. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Mel's watching the Bruins game. I'm watching Knicks game. Knicks are down by 10. What's the score of your game?
It's 1-1 right now.
Yeah,
downtown.
Yeah.
How's Frank doing?
He's injured. He's been fucking too much. He has a groin injury.
Oh.
It's crazy. Frank Ntilikina out for his last 3 games because of a groin injury. Fucking too much. LeBron, he posterized Josh Hart's. Josh Hart's face hits LeBron's nuts out
balls
for
his,
with a groin
fucking
injury.
Face.
Just some of the different injuries people have.
That was like one of the most disrespectful looking things in the world.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, Jesus.
Let's get to it. We'll start off with the sad, savvy stuff. Kobe Memorial happened this week. I refused to watch it. I did not want to watch Vanessa Bryant talk about her husband, her dead husband and child. That was just too much for me.
I understand.
Yeah. And you said you also didn't watch it, right?
I didn't watch full. I saw the clips of Shaq. The team thing was perfect for Kobe.
Shaq said. There's no I in team, you know, the typical stuff, which I don't believe Shaq ever said that to.
No, Kobe and Shaq did not have that good of a relationship to say that to each other.
Well, no, that was Kobe's rookie season, I think he said, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I don't think they hate each other just yet.
I still feel like, great story, still think it's made up.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think
they ever, Kobe like, that said, ever well, I believe this part. Kobe said, yeah, I know there's no I in team, but there's a ME in that motherfucker.
Yeah, no, I could definitely see him saying that, like, at some point.
And
but, like...
Also, the most legendary moment in my part, in my books, the fact that Michael Jordan said, I told my wife I wasn't going to cry because I don't want to see another crying meme for the next 3 or 4 years. I am thinking of considering putting Michael Jordan in my top as my new GOAT now.
What gives him more points is like he didn't do the old person's thing and say meme, like meme or whatever.
The fact that he knew about it,
he actually knew what the word meme meant. Like, he knew, like,
the fact that he knew he was a meme is just ridiculous. All right, sorry about that. Mel, you gotta do something. So we missed the story last week, but John Beilein, the former coach of the Cavaliers. I wanted to touch on it just because I kind of find it's important because this guy, John Beilein. He could not handle the limelight of the NBA. He could not handle that. He could not control his players. Like, his players are not going to follow every direction he says. Because people are getting paid now. Where I guess they're not getting paid just a million dollars. They're getting paid millions of dollars instead. So So he doesn't have a lot of say in it. I think it all ended when he said to his team was thugs. That's what kind of killed everything. That's what started all the hate for him. Any thoughts?
No, not really. I'm sorry. I told you I didn't have much thoughts on this.
All right. And then Kevin Love later, earlier this week. Love said he, so it was Love showed up to training camp effectively the last minute. He wasn't there till the last minute. It's I guess he always hated.
I have thoughts on that. Kevin Love being like, just, I don't know what's up with him. He just is becoming a real dickhead.
Yeah. Well, that's where this part comes in. It's been said that Love was sabotaging Beeline. Who did he learn that from? LeBron.
Sabotaging the whole team. This guy like just doesn't want to be like, he shouldn't have taken the contract if he didn't want to stay there.
Yeah. And then he said, this is what he said. I never had a coach who stepped down or was fired and came in and talked to us. But just seeing him vulnerable and treating us with respect and empathy, I thought it was super powerful. So Love was trying to do everything he can to get the good graces back on his side.
But no, like, he's too far gone at this point. I give him that.
Yeah, you'd be able to come back with anything, or if you guys lose empathy back.
Love could have went down the record books as the guy who kind of helped LeBron get a championship in Cleveland and was really good in Minnesota. Now, like,
I think he's just so irrelevant in the Cavaliers.
I think he's a weird guy too.
He does have some depression issues, so, you know.
He does?
Yeah. He's one of the leaders
He's one of those players.
Yeah.
Wasn't it? It was him and who? It was like someone else bigger. DeRozan? I think, didn't Derrick Rose too?
Probably.
Then again, he doesn't know what a gangbang means.
All right. You're on a roll right now, I'll tell you that much.
Derrick Rose, like, Derrick Rose getting a pass from everything, like because he had a really good season, because he had an okay season for Minnesota, is one of the most wild things that ever happened.
He was straight up with such a shitty player in the Knicks, too.
He legit did not show up.
I went to that game where he didn't show up to the game, and I thought he was dead at one point.
Like, from that to like legit having a 50-point game for the Timberwolves and somehow like being more relevant now.
Yeah. There's a lot of angry players right now going on in NBA.
Angry?
Yeah, like Zach LaVine keeps yelling at his coach Jim Boylan.
Oh, I saw that. That was funny.
He was like, what was it? He said, I have 40. Like, shut the fuck up.
There was like 12. It was like they were down like 12, and there was like,
oh yeah, yeah.
A minute left. Why the fuck are you calling a timeout?
Yeah. Wendell Carter laughed at someone saying fire guard packs.
Sound like the Bulls are just kind of going.
Oh, the Bulls are. If it wasn't for the Knicks, the Bulls would be like the worst run organization in the NBA.
They had mad talent too. Uh-huh.
And Bradley Beal had back-to-back 50-point games. First time since Kobe did it, and they lost those games. And he was pissed.
They lost. Oh, my. That picture of him on the bench is one of the funniest pictures I've ever seen.
I know. It's crazy. There's a lot. Hey, Mel, I'm going to say this. Don't sit down. There's a lot of good talent on a lot of bad teams.
Yeah. I mean, Timberwolves are one of the biggest examples of that.
You know what? Oh, what's going on? Do you know what's his name? The coach. What's your old coach name?
For Timberwolves? Oh, Sanders?
No.
Or Thibodeau?
Thibodeau, yeah. Thibodeau is the front runner to be the next head coach of the Knicks.
He'll love Nikina.
No, he won't, because I'm scared. I think Nikina's not going to be on the team next year.
If he keeps him, like, Nikina's a perfect
player. Well, he's not going to GM. It's
defensive heavy.
Leon Rose.
Hard worker. Like that's Chris Dunn, but better.
He'll run RJ Barrett to the ground so quickly.
Oh, RJ Barrett's gone.
Yeah.
Then you have what, Cam Reddish? No, you don't have Cam Reddish.
No, we don't have Cam Reddish. We have Mitch Robinson.
I don't know why I thought. I thought you said that. Oh, Mitchell Robinson, like, he'll stop having fun. Like, Mitchell Robinson would be going off, and, like, he'll be like, all right, there's a tilt. Krejci.
What?
Right? Oh, Krejci's popping. Sorry, it was a fight. You don't see these that often. Jesus Christ, he fucking punched him.
Yeah, thank God there's no fights in the NBA or in the NHL.
You know, there was a fight in NCAA, and it was a school in my conference.
Division three.
Yeah.
Tom Brady.
Hmm?
Tom Brady. It's reported earlier today, Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Tom Brady is currently operating under the belief that he will enter free agency to play somewhere other than New England next season, a sentiment that the quarterback has shared with others. ESPN reported Jeff Darlington.
First of all,
are you scared?
First, let me say something.
I'll let you control that.
First thing, this is ESPN. And anything Patriots or Tom Brady, I will never trust ESPN what they say.
What about second NFL all, Network?
All right, NFL Network's a little bit. Second of all, Tom Brady's just doing this to get some respect from the Patriots.
Well, it was reported they still haven't talked yet.
He doesn't want to be anywhere else but New England. He doesn't want to go to the Chargers. He doesn't want to go to the Raiders. Like, why would he?
If he went to the Colts, that would be an all-time weird move.
To see Tom Brady in the Mid-East. He ends his career in the Midwest. And Peyton Manning's team.
I was thinking the same thing if he went to the Giants. They keep saying he's going to go to the Giants. I don't see that ever happening.
That would be weird. That would be
a top 10 anime betrayal if he went to the Giants.
It would, but, like, I don't know. Like, him winning a Super Bowl for you guys, I'd be like, I wouldn't want that to happen, but then I'd be like, Tom Brady just got another ring, so I can't.
And also, I cheer for Tom Brady all the time when he's in the Super Bowl, for the most part.
When?
What do you mean win? I'm always cheering for the Patriots. What do you mean?
What are you talking about?
I wanted
about?
To beat the Eagles. I wanted them to beat the Falcons.
I don't remember the Falcons won. The Rams? You won the Patriots with the Rams?
I mean all the time. I wanted them to beat the Falcons and the Seahawks. I wanted to beat the Seahawks too.
I know you wanted to beat the Eagles because, I mean, you're a Giants fan.
But I hate like these like fight like I don't like I hate the Falcons. I hate the Seahawks.
Would you want Tom Brady on the Giants?
No.
Be honest.
He's old. We have Daniel Jones. That just ruined everything we did with drafting Daniel Jones. You know.
It would be weird.
It would be. Like, he'd be just going to a team with the worst offensive line.
And
a worse defense.
I don't know. I feel like Tom Brady's not a very good mentor towards. Players.
Jimmy Garoppolo. Dude can't handle 50 seconds of pressure.
Yeah, like I don't really think Tom Brady. He probably was a good friend to them, but like
he'll buy him a car or something. But he won't talk to them.
Yeah, I mean, except Jacoby Brissett. For some reason, him and Jacoby like loved each other. That was the weirdest thing. You ever see that?
No, I can't say I've seen much like him and Jacoby Brissett love.
Like. Every picture would be like Brady with Jacoby, and then like Garoppolo would be like off to the side.
Oh my god! Oh Jesus! I saw Mo Harkless take a fast break layup. I was going to punch my screen for a second.
Mo Harkless, how old is that guy? I think I've heard that name forever.
Not that old. I think he's like 28.
What a fire name!
Pretty good, yeah. Maurice Harkless.
Ooh,
for short.
The boys.
Oh, he has 70 points, but still, I can't believe he's still playing.
You know, I never noticed
what
how funny the pants are the refs wear in hockey.
They wear like baggy black pants, right?
Yeah, they wear like snow pants.
Gotta get the snow out. Gotta keep the snow out the pants. What can I say? What can you say?
Mm-hmm.
What are the chances? What percent chance do you say Tom Brady's going back to the New England?
What did I say last week? 80.
Yeah, sure.
80. I'm sticking with 80.
Really?
Yeah. So you're saying that doesn't scare you at all? I don't think he wants to be anywhere else. Like,
I do say if he's not going back to New England, it's definitely going to the Chargers or Raiders. He's definitely going west.
I say if he's not going to, yeah, he's going to the Raiders. I can see that.
The Raiders don't have anyone.
Like, Gruden hates Carr. And the Raiders. Huh?
That's no kept secret that he hates Carr.
Yeah, and if the Raiders get Antonio somehow again.
Imagine.
Brady. I mean, that would be a pretty good team.
I don't know. That Cracker Maycock, whatever his name was, it won't, I don't think it will bring him back.
Cracker Maycock.
What's his name? Mayock? I don't know. Mitch, Mike
Mayock. Mike Mayock, yeah. You just said that correct.
Yeah. Wilder Furry. You can take this one. Mr. Boxing Guy.
Well, Fury completely destroyed Wilder the whole entire time. Wilder said that it was his, like him saying that his legs were weak because of the
that was hilarious. I love how that's an old, we should have done this now that I think about it. We should have done a power ranking of all time excuses.
That, yeah, like that's like the whole entire match, the whole entire fight, he was just getting pounded, and he only started getting wobbly in like the second or third.
No, what
round.
Did
like,
he do in the box? Not what did he do in the box fight? Not what he did in bed.
I didn't even get the joke.
Because he got pounded.
Oh, okay. That was terrible. Oh. But, yeah, no, I mean, in, like, Fury, he, like, the thing about Wilder is he's, like, he beats people because he's usually the aggressor, and Fury just brought the fight to him, and that's how he was able to get the best of him the whole entire fight. Like, Wilder was backing up the whole entire fight. You could tell he was hurt early. Like, he was shocked by a minute, by a lot of it. Like, everyone said, like, they shouldn't have stopped the fight so early like that, but it was over either way.
I just, the only thing I have to take away from this is singing American Pie, a song that goes for 8 minutes, is the craziest thing you could ever do.
I did not. Once he got past the my American Pie part, I did not think he was going to keep going. I was like,
especially, I know the song, it's very like, stole too. Let's
fucking go. So Martian just scored.
I know that song is very dull too.
It's an odd choice.
It goes a little upbeat and then it starts going down.
Great entrance though.
Yeah.
Oof.
Also, I think the fact that I saw that Wilder had to walk all across the arena to get to his locker room, that was not a good move on his part.
To be honest, like wearing that big of a thing too was probably not the best idea.
Fury was getting carried to the ring.
That was, yeah, those girls were pretty strong. I don't know how they
were. I don't think he was actually getting carried. I think he was probably wheels.
I know he wasn't getting
carried. Okay, I was getting a little concerned. I thought, yeah,
you're like the second person to say that to me, too.
Well,
I made the same joke.
This is about you.
I made the same joke at Buffalo Wild Wings. They're like, he's obviously not getting carried. Like, I'm like, yeah, I know. I was joking. Like, oh.
You want to continue talking about your fighting sports?
Well, I guess if there's more time.
I mean, if I have to, I guess.
It's a fight I'm very excited for. If you guys didn't see, Conor McGregor and Justin Gaethje is looking to be the next fight for McGregor. Because, as he said, McGregor is not all the way there yet. He wants to have one more fight before he goes after another title. And
how old is Gaethje?
Gaethje, I don't know. I think he's like 28, 29.
Oh,
near
really?
There.
He said he wants two more fights.
Because he's been fighting for a while. And the way he fights, he gives zero fucks. Like, if you want to see a good, people just punching each other in the face, fuck yeah, let's go. If you want to see people just punching each other in the face, like, this is the fight to see. Like, Gaethje, like, he has a background in wrestling, but I don't know why. He just loves to, like, just throw. So entertaining. One of the best fights on YouTube just to watch, Michael Johnson, Justin Gaethje. And, like, Gaethje gets rocked. He's, like, wobbling and still ends up winning the fight. It's awesome.
I love that. Forward to having a bigger fight.
And that's fun.
I heard some of my sports class today said McGregor was the GOAT. Very mad. That made me very mad.
He's not.
No, he's the best shit talker of all time.
Greatest entertainer of all time.
But not the best fighter of all time.
No. Like
the guy beat George his ass makes a good case for best of all time.
Yeah, George St. Pierre would probably destroy him too.
Anderson Silva.
Silva would destroy it, probably beat him.
Does that mean Chris Weidman would defeat him because Chris Weidman defeated Silva twice?
No. McGregor. I think Weidman's a lot bigger than McGregor.
Well, yeah, I'm pretty sure McGregor's like 145 pounds.
And he's maybe like, what, 5'8"?
Yeah. He's a little man. He's a little Irish man. Oh, man. Almost said the M word.
What?
I almost said the M word. No, M. M. Right. M. M. Mm.
Oh.
No.
It came off in the wrong
I saw you got so here. Shocked for a second. Like, wait, what?
What was the M word?
M-I-D-G-E-T.
M-I-D. You can't say that?
I was listening to a CERN radio station. With the CERN Zimbabwe midget, and he said if you say it in a derogatory way, then he doesn't like it.
But he gave them the pass to say.
No, but like if you're like because like when it came to Baker Mayfield, someone called Baker Mayfield a.
He said
he doesn't like when people say it like that. So I refrained.
So we can't say it in quoting though.
No, well, I didn't. We didn't quote Conor McGregor. This has really been the ethics of podcasting, huh?
Ethics. We've been getting into a lot of things, yes. Yeah. It's been a good talk. Only here.
Alright.
But yeah, that's all my fight analysis, and if the Gaethje fight happens, I would be very happy.
Next on the docket. Hurricanes goalie. Yeah, right. Against mm-hmm. the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Mm-hmm.
David Ayers. First mm-hmm. time. 42 years old goalie. Emergency goalie. Came in for one period. It's a good story. That's all I got to say. Good story.
Great story.
Great story.
Good for hockey. For people actually.
It's the only time I'm going to care.
He didn't save the game or anything.
He saved the game.
I mean, I guess he did.
He brought hockey back.
But, I mean, did a good enough job to get the win. Mm-hmm. Good win.
Let's stay on the topic of hockey, though. People are forgetting. Mm-hmm. The Golden Knights in a 7-game win streak right now. People don't want to talk about it.
People don't want to talk about it because people don't care about Western hockey.
That's a blasphemous statement.
I don't.
People don't care about hockey at all.
Yeah.
gotcha.
People really don't like talking about hockey. People who like talking about hockey like talking about it a lot, and people who don't just don't really care.
You know what you just said there?
Me?
Are you just thinking about what you just said?
What?
People who like to talk about hockey really like to talk about hockey. People who don't like to talk about hockey don't like to talk about hockey.
No, that's not what I meant. Because I don't know much about NBA basketball, but I'll talk about NBA basketball. But, like, people who don't know, like, much about hockey just will denounce the sport and be like, yeah, it's a dumb sport anyways.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so Craig Robinson from The Office was caught with...
Greg Robinson, G-R-E-G Robinson, was caught with 157 pounds of weed. Somehow Mail did not find this interesting. I was going to bring up.
Didn't know the thing.
The idea of bringing 157 pounds of weed to the border is just a crazy thing to do.
It is a wild thing to do, even if you do know that's on you.
Let me look at this.
How much was it? 100 and what?
157 pounds of weed.
Jesus, that's a lot.
It sounds like you're being very. Wow.
I'm not being sarcastic. Like, that's a lot. That's it. Like. That could last someone. I think that could last you at least like a.
Oh, I was gonna say maybe I'm like not very experienced in this type of subject, but that's way too much.
Way too much. Like I'm not very experienced either. I just I know like
Greg Robinson made $6 million last year for the Browns. He tried selling about $160,000 of weed.
He sold?
Well, he didn't get to sell. He tried selling it.
I mean, I guess you don't buy that much if you're not going to sell any. But
yeah, I mean, did you think that was all for himself?
It's just such a ridiculous number that, like, holy shit,
I
just fucking
think he also
tackled
had
him.
a shit ton of cocaine on him. I think I read that. I'm not really sure, though.
See, that makes more sense.
He was just trying to sell drugs. Nothing wrong with it.
Is he out of the league?
No. He was on the Browns. He just said he made $6 million last year.
So, wait, this guy's – is he? He's going to jail for a while.
Oh, 100%.
Right? That's a lot. Like, that's – and that's insane.
Knicks lost.
This game is getting crazy. They're just chucking. Someone just got tackled.
Oh, Blazers, Pacers. Oh, that's on TNT tonight. That's after that.
Who would everyone watch that game? Dame's not even playing.
And LeBron's not playing, so that's not going to be a fun game.
Dame's not playing either. Like, who would want to watch any of that? I'd watch that only for Inside NBA.
I mean, I'm going to be watching it. Let's be honest. I'll be watching it.
Danny, can you give us an example of how you walk and how you run? This is how you walk.
That was me running. That was me walking.
Oh, I love that video. I love Charles Barkley. He's an American.
This is how you run.
Ernie, that's just terrible, man.
Come on, Shaq.
That's just terrible.
Come on, Shaq. I'll teach you how to run now, Shaq.
Shaq, you don't know nothing about basketball.
Shaq, that's NBA basketball you're talking about.
If you don't like that, you do not like NBA basketball. That's kind of like British.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what
you're talking about. Ernie, let me just turn that shirt.
Come on, Ernie, that was just terrible.
Just terrible.
Sounds more of the Cleveland Brown, to be honest.
Where you guys going? All right, I'll come up after. But I can't stay out long. I'll do it for a little bit, then I'll come back here.
Oh no.
All right, what the fuck?
He's going to stay out. You just lied to yourself at that point.
I know. I shouldn't go with him. But, like, it's free. So, I don't think I'm 60% sure I have to present tomorrow.
Just wing it, you know?
I can't. I have to do it. Like, if I see my name on the board, I'm walking out of the class and you'll be like, oh, wait, I have to go do something.
Oh, that'd be really stupid. I bet you won't get a zero.
No, because a kid last week, he was like, he was about to come to class and I texted him. I was like, oh, you know that you're supposed to present today? And he was like, yeah, I just found out. I'm not coming to class today.
You should have that same kid. Yeah, I was like, yeah. You should have that same kid text you this week.
They like that's the same kid. He always show, they met they show up mad late. Oh, the fucking boys are buzzing right now too. Let's go. All right. What are we up to?
Dave Gettman. I have the dumbest GM, the Giants. He's the dumbest GM in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So he had three. He had three things to say. First, he refused to say if Jones was Daniel Jones in the future quarterback. He said, and I quote, "You know what Joe Judge said? Everyone has a clean slate and everyone's competing." You would think the quarterback you drafted 7th overall, 6th overall, I
don't remember. Traded up to
would
get.
Be the guy, the only guy who was safe. Then he said he stressed D after no money on it. And, wait, what? I don't even know what. He said offense scores more points and defense wins championships. Did he not watch the Super Bowl this year?
I was going to say.
Hey, the best offense beat the best defense.
Yeah. I mean, I understand what he's saying, but, like,
also,
a lot of the times the best defense has a really good offense behind them, too.
Yeah. Well, no, not this year. I mean, the Chiefs didn't have the best defense.
That's true, actually, yeah. But they had a really good offense.
Mm-hmm. And then he said he admitted to he has to sign Leonard Williams at all costs to make up the bad trade. And he said if he doesn't, he'll get killed. And he said about Leonard Williams, the guy would trade multiple draft picks for him, and he really is nothing. So, that's just my life.
You guys are really, like, what, 0 for 2 in, like, owners at this point?
Wait, what?
Oh, like, get him his own? No, he's a GM.
No, general manager.
Yeah, GM. I mean, I don't know. New York does not have good front office people.
The Jets have a good front office.
The Knicks?
No, Jets.
The Jets do?
Yeah. The guy they just signed, I think he's pretty good. Now he hasn't had a chance in free agency or draft yet, so but I think he's pretty good.
Yeah, but he also hired Adam Gase as
No, he didn't hire Adam Gase. The guy before him hired
their.
Adam Gase.
They have a new guy?
No, what's it called? He
Wait.
remember how the Jets had the
Oh,
GM
he took
and then they
over. Yeah,
fired
he
him
took
after
over.
everything happened?
I completely forgot about that.
Yeah. Now the ownership isn't good, but I think the GM, I think it's Phillips. I forget his name though, but it's good. Also,
Well, that's
both
your
the
boy.
Islanders and the Rangers have good front offices. The Rangers are
I
making a run
guess.
this. I'm pretty sure they're close to making the playoffs.
They're like 2 points down, I think, right now.
Yeah.
And they were like close to the bottom to start the
I
year too.
know.
And
Are
now in Islanders.
am I saying the Rangers are the next St. Louis Blues? I don't know.
No, Rangers will not. No, Islanders, they don't really have that good of a front office. From what my friend has told me.
All
He's a
right.
huge Islanders fan.
I just assume because they got that
They
good player.
well, yeah, they got a good player, but like they kind of overpaid for him. But not pay, they over they gave
Yeah,
too
I guess
much up for
a
him.
first round, second round, what was it, third round, I think it was.
Yeah, they gave up a lot. And also, like they're
He's a defender
like
too, right?
Peugeot? No, I think
No,
he's
no,
fucking,
no.
I think he's a
All right,
winger.
no, because I was looking at he they his first goal. Someone shot the defender shot it and he tipped it in. Never mind.
Yo,
Jesus Christ! Is
what are you
everyone
guys
you have a
talking about?
clown
What you
car?
doing
Or
down
people
there?
walk
Bro,
in.
I'm watching the game.
What's
I'm doing the
up?
podcast right now.
No.
Yeah, my boy's on the other line right now.
My boy.
You
Your
want to
podcast.
say anything?
I found the podcast. That's
You
all I'm saying.
found it.
I found the podcast. Where are you boys? Like, wondering where the podcast is? I found it.
It's the
I'm not going to say
podcast.
where, but I
You
found it.
can't give out the
I'm
secret.
not. But I'm just saying I found it.
What? I saw Sean and Austin have the same thing. Why you guys have
Or
masks?
just.
Why does Ori have so many masks?
He's literally sitting right there.
He's in the. He's over there. He found it. He made it.
This is me hitting my
You
mic with my
that.
head.
You disconnected your mic?
No. What?
Can my friend make the podcast?
Can what?
Can my friend make the podcast?
I'm gonna have to cut out the other part where he were just talking about nothing, but sure. All right. Also, before we move on, I've been getting a lot of thoughts that the Giants could trade for Joe Burrow. I'm getting way too excited for it, for even the thought of that happening.
Don't hype yourself. Don't, Danny.
I
Don't.
don't know why I'm thinking about it, just because we're not sold on Daniel Jones yet, and that the Bengals
Can
might
you
trade the
guys?
draft pick.
Can you just fucking back someone, please?
Oh God, I'm the
No,
Daniel
not
Jones
you.
number one
Not you. Not
supporter.
you. Not you. Not you. Not you. Not you. I'm saying like the Giants, like fan base.
Well, we backed
Like
Eli Manning for
what?
like 16 years of his career.
Yeah, but 1 week you got you guys backed Daniel Jones for a solid 2 weeks, and then you guys are like, let's put Eli back in.
Excuse me. Daniel Jones, number one fan right here.
I'm not saying you. I know you're a huge fan of Daniel Jones. You've always been.
Nah, that's not true. Not always.
Me,
It took me a good
you.
5 minutes
Oh, well,
to get
yeah.
over it.
The draft. That was still one of the greatest podcast moments of all time. We gotta do it again this year.
Nah.
Patriots getting like a 17th pick this year.
The Patriots are gonna get what? The Oregon guy, I think.
The quarterback.
What's his name? He was all I had
I
in
know
my
what you're talking
Madden
about.
franchise. I don't know why I can't remember his name.
He had a crazy. I know he was like he had like a crazy few years.
Oh no, are you gonna get? Oh no, you're gonna get Jake Fromm. That's who you're gonna get. You're gonna get Jake Fromm.
Oh, I don't want Jake Fromm. I've been told the Patriots are gonna tank this year for Trevor Lawrence.
I don't think that's gonna happen.
Imagine
So
though.
that means Tom Brady's not gonna be your team then?
Not again. Trevor Lawrence can learn under Brady.
But how would you have Tom Brady in?
Brady takes a year off. He's like, I want to go on vacation.
Okay. Swagger Senior's funeral. It was going to be the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life. The fact that they had a funeral for this dog who passed away like a month ago might be the dumbest thing I've ever seen. And
Did they
they
recently?
lived it. They live streamed it too.
Did they recently have this funeral?
Yeah, it was, I think it was Saturday.
So they had that, that dog's funeral, like, near Kobe's funeral.
Oh, shit, I didn't even think about that.
Noticeable funerals this week. Kobe Bryant. Who else? Swagger Senior.
And his fucking Swagger Junior was there. Oh, that was weird.
He was probably crying.
It was an open casket funeral, too. They just had a dead dog.
Ooh, I wouldn't like that shit.
Yeah. That's where that thing wasn't rotting yet.
There's more people outside.
Los Angeles Lakers record 44-12 versus the Golden State Warriors 12-46.
What?
They're talking to me? All right, so this part of the podcast, Mel's friends came into the room he was recording in, and most of the part of it got cut out. It was just him and I don't know how many people were in the room talking, but they were talking. I cut that part out, and I put in the part where Mel finally took off, put on speaker mode. So we'll get to that part now.
How do I put the speaker on? No, wait, is that it?
Take out your headphones.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yo. Yo, who you got? Zion or John Morant?
John Morant. Zion has 13 games played this year.
Yeah, but, bro, he's been a dominant force.
John Morant has been dominant, too. You can't say he has.
What's his numbers, bro? What's his numbers?
I don't know. I wouldn't
mediocre.
Know. Mediocre? I feel like he's been putting up fucking points every game.
He's been putting up points.
Zion has
he's had 13 games played.
Bro, already fucking snapping, bro.
I agree that Zion's better. He probably should win it, but he won't. Like, they won't give it to him.
They won't. But I'm just saying, he is the best working. He is.
I'm more of a Culver fan. Jared Culver.
All right, that dog is irrelevant.
All right. DeAndre Ayton.
My God.
I don't know
how Carl Anthony Towns should not be on.
Carl Anthony Towns is like the best center in the NBA. He's like the best center in the NBA right now.
Who's better than him? Who's a better center?
Who's a center you would rather have than Carl Anthony Towns?
Anthony Davis.
Besides like Anthony Davis.
Probably any other center in the
league. Nikola Jokic.
He's better than Jokic.
He's not better than Jokic.
Adam. That's ridiculous.
Jokic is the best all-around center in the NBA.
That's facts. Steven Adams is garbage.
I'd rather have
you rather have Steven Adams than fucking Carson.
I'd rather have DeMontis Sabonis than him.
He's a little bitch.
What?
I'd rather have DeMontis Sabonis.
Montis Sabonis?
Yeah, Sabonis is nice. Sabonis is nice.
Isn't he on the
Pacers.
Wizards.
He's on the Pacers. Exactly. Dude, you're on a fucking sports podcast. You don't know shit about sports.
You're just funny about it.
Replace him with me, bro. I know it. Bro, come on.
He doesn't even know your name.
Well, he don't got no money.
You'll be anonymous.
I'm anonymous.
You have a stupid nickname.
Whoa.
Whoa.
What's your nickname, buddy?
Small Dog Dan.
Small Dog Dan.
All right. You're coming at Perk.
I didn't say. I said you need to have one on to be on it.
He didn't know your name was Perk.
You don't know who you are.
I thought he was coming at me, bro. Sorry, that was just the black in me. No comment.
Yeah, he's a racist.
Wait, you have black friends?
Huh?
You have black friends? After all the stuff you said too.
What did you say? What did you say?
After all the stuff you said, too, that's weird.
What did I say?
Don't say that.
I've never said anything, but say don't say
now.
That. No, don't say that.
Say it right now.
Dang, they're going to take this seriously. Don't say it right now. I have never said anything wrong.
What has William said that's racist?
I've never said anything.
What did he say?
No, what did he say?
You gotta wait. He'll come out.
No, he won't. He's lying. You're lying. Don't fucking say that.
Wow. Dude. That's why the Bruins are ass, bro.
Bro, they're winning 3-1.
They're ass.
3-1.
They're actually ass, bro. Bro, yeah? I just popped an Addy, bro, and I wrote a whole page in like fucking 15.
Already?
Yeah, bro.
Are you going to Austin's?
Austin's?
Wow, they invited to smoke me up, so I was like, I guess I'll go.
No, I think they already won.
They dipped already?
Kevin already got it.
Team runs? Wow.
Yo, team runs?
I don't want to
come. I'm not going, bro. Manly said I have to go to the fucking Friday lift.
Is Roy going?
I'm not going.
Is Roy getting mad if I don't? The rodeo.
He did send a text out that everybody needs to go. Sanders is his name. I ain't getting
them. What?
He said if everybody goes, that our group will win.
I think it's pretty cool that he's a rodeo life.
Wait, you're in the same group.
You talking about Mass and Bump Girl? All
right, we got to finish this fucking podcast. Yeah, special. Y'all are just gonna stay.
What's your thoughts?
We're up to Mass and Bumgarner now. We have a live studio audience.
I can throw some input.
You can throw some input. All right. Wait, just.
Yeah, I won't be annoying.
Okay.
Mass and Bumgarner, am I right?
Mass and Bumgarner. He said he does rodeo on the side.
His fake thoughts? Name, Mason Saunders.
Mason Saunders. That's a great name, actually.
I don't think
that's
a good name.
Is oh god damn it. Dallas just scored.
Yeah, that's what I assumed.
Should we just go to thoughts?
Let's go to thoughts.
Okay.
Thoughts.
Thoughts. Thoughts.
Do other countries have states?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't think they
do. I always thought they've had like I know Canada has provinces.
Well, that's not what I meant by. Oh, I guess that's close enough.
Like, I think that's the closest thing they have to states.
Brazil has actually 26 states.
Brazil has 26 states.
I heard.
That's one, Sean.
Yo.
Anything? Do countries have states besides
Malaysia too?
Malaysia has states?
Yeah, 13 states.
Really? Yeah. Name one state.
I can't. I'm just telling you. I'm just giving you the info, the facts.
He could be making us all up, and I'll believe him.
I would too. I don't think Brazil has states.
Well, run the tape back and look it up. Well, but there's no cap.
Let me see.
There's no cap in here.
Oh, we don't look up thoughts. These are just Brazil thoughts.
26 states. Shit.
That's for sure.
Hey, I am
no cap. There's no cap on this podcast.
No capping.
There is
on...
no caps allowed.
Any other thoughts?
All right. This one's a little. All right. So you know how the leap year it's coming up. Is it tomorrow?
Okay. No, two more days. Yeah.
Two more days. Yeah.
So, if someone was born 1,460 years ago, that's 365 leap years. Does that make them 1,461 years old?
What?
If someone was born
say that again?
If someone was born 1,460 years ago, that was 365 different leap years.
So
does that make them 1,461 years old?
I still have no clue what you're trying to get at.
Yeah, I can't.
We're lost on this.
All right. 1,460 years ago. That's 300. That's 365 separate leap years that happened.
Okay.
So does that make them 1,461 years old?
No, it would make them
66. Well, I guess one word. Yeah, that make them 366.
What?
Because their birthday.
No, I'm
on
not
the
saying they were born on that day. I'm just saying they were born in that year.
Oh, I see what you're saying now.
Like, does that make them an extra year older?
Because the extra day would keep at like would add up to 1 year.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. That's a good one.
I mean, it's impossible, so it'll never get to that point. Let's
I don't
be
know.
Honest.
Freaking
modern science. People are living longer each year.
Freaking Christopher Columbus. Let me start with
Christopher Columbus.
Wait, no, that wasn't 1,000. Well,
that was like the 1,400.
Someone alive like 1,460 years ago.
King Henry.
No.
Go.
Slap was.
That's all I had.
That's it.
Yeah. You took away my NHL trade deadline thought.
Wait, we have thoughts. I'm asking the craft. They have thoughts.
Right. Coronavirus.
Coronavirus. What do you guys say about it?
Like, how do you feel about it? How do you feel?
I think that shit's blown up, and I think half of the cases that are, say, Corona are really just flu.
Dude. Yeah, like, you know, they're going crazy about this thing that's killing, like, a couple thousand people, a couple hundred people. But, like, the flu is killing people all the time. People just don't realize
it's true. The flu is already, it's already killed 10,000 people in America.
Exactly. There you go. Like, exactly. And now we're bugging out over something that's not killing
people. Well, I think it's able to last longer out in the wild. You know
what?
It can last longer. The bacteria lasts longer if it's not attached to a host.
We haven't. Sorry, Dan. Someone else just entered the room.
All right. This is the dumbest thing we've ever done.
No, like this is like a very like. There's not a lot.
I'm guessing like in like a 16 by 16 room with five people.
I'll show you the whole.
The Brady Bunch just
entered. This is a small room.
The Brady Bunch just entered. So,
you have more thoughts?
Yeah. Gotta keep the show alive.
Come on. You want to keep it going?
I've been recording for almost an hour and a half. Let's keep it going.
Let's go.
Let's talk about AirPods.
Mm-hmm.
AirPods. Are you a fan?
No.
Or not?
You're not a fan?
No. I won't join into the hype.
You know, there's a lot of cons with AirPods.
There is a lot of cons.
You could lose them. I lost one of mine already. Mm-hmm. Fucking got them shits. Mm-hmm. Fell asleep with them in my ear. Woke up. They are gone.
Yes.
No idea where they could go, but dude, all right.
Probably in your bed.
I'd say, actually.
I've ripped apart my room. Shit's nowhere.
Number one problem with AirPods is falling asleep with them in your ear. Because exactly. I do it all the time, and I always end up losing them.
Exactly.
It's so annoying.
But can your AirPods save your phone from falling when you drop it?
No.
The wire, you know how many times the wire saves my phone?
True. That's true. But you know how many times
just,
I've been
Yeah, but con, wires just get attached like to every handle, and you look like an idiot.
Hey, man, that's why you got to keep them under your hoodie.
I still get a call. It's loose.
That's why you get it up there, and then you hang it out through the top.
Over?
Yes.
Yeah. It's too much wire. That's too much wire inside.
It's very simple, very efficient.
Also, AirPods are uncomfortable to lay on your side with.
Exactly. They fall out.
And they hurt.
The other one stops playing. Like, and then you could. Exactly. There's a feature to turn that off, but come on, like, we're not trying to do it. It's still annoying.
Mm. I don't have any thoughts. So, Sean.
I got no thoughts. Hey, you got any more thoughts?
Any more? Last one.
Oh, I got one. Why do you ever see McDonald's or Wendy gift cards?
Yes,
I've never seen a McDonald's gift card in my life.
No, I haven't either.
I've never seen one. I agree with that one.
Is there too high class for gift cards?
Wendy's, no. I've seen those. They have. McDonald's, I've never seen. There's a McDonald's gift card?
Yeah.
Too many AMC gift cards. That's
why. You broke as hell if you got a McDonald's gift card.
Hey, man.
Or just hungry.
Like, hey, yo, what if someone's just giving it as a gift because they're hungry, you know? Like, they'd be buying food.
Great thing to give to a homeless person. McDonald's gift card.
There you go. Hey, moral of the story, great thing to give to homeless people food, not money, because with money, cash. They will buy the crack.
Liam Melvin, that is at Liam Melvin.
Liam Melvin likes to...
Should I tell him that I'm scared every day of my life that I have to walk through the homeless every day?
He goes to the city... For college every day.
Yeah. Oh, just give him.
Yeah. Wait, Dan, didn't you get chased down by a homeless guy at McDonald's?
No. This guy was trying to give, like, he's like, come with me, so you can buy me some McDonald's. And as a white person, he knew I was vulnerable from that. But I refused.
See, I told you he was racist.
Why would a white person be more vulnerable?
Because, I don't know, we're just like too shy to say no.
Why? Why do you think that?
It is true.
Dude, this is coming from a halfway and half black man. Why do you think that?
Because I agree. I'm crazy. Yeah. We just feel pressured.
Pressured by what?
By
black men?
Yes, to give them our money.
Wow. Dude, I hope this is recording. I hope this is going in the podcast as well.
He's recording everything.
This isn't the worst thing we said so far, so.
Oh. Yeah, I just say something so he has to cut it.
All right. Well.
Oh, what do you say?
What?
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 I don't know. Another person's about to enter the room. So, is this it?
If we're being honest, I think it's been there for the last half an hour.
All right. I'll talk to you next week.
Yeah.
See or you. Sometime this weekend. Peace.
All right. Peace, bro.
So, you think you're untouchable?
Word life. This is basic thugonomics. This is basic thugonomics. Word life. I'm untouchable, but I'm forcing you to feel me. Word life. This is basic thugonomics. Word life. I'm untouchable, but I'm forcing you to feel me. Whether fighting or spitting, my discipline is unforgiving. Got you backing up in a defensive position. An ass-kicking anthem, heavyweight or bantam. Holding camps for ransom, the microphone phantom. Teams hit the floor, it's the new fight joint. Like a broken needle, kid, you missing a point. We dominate your conference with offense that's no nonsense. My theme song hits, get your reinforcements. We strike quick with hard kicks, ducking ice sticks, bare knuckle mitts through fight pits. Beat you lifeless, never survive this. Get forgot like all timers. Two-faced rappers walk away with four shiners. The raw rhymer, turning legends to old timers. My incisors like a viper biting through your one-liners. New Dead Man Inc., and we about to make you famous. Taking over Earth and still kicking in Uranus.